Good evening, everybody. This is your host, Senior Consultant Zach Wood from Levant, Maine. And I am registered for Ambit Kickoff 2023. Make sure you grab a pen and paper and make sure you text your team members last minute and get them on. You do not want to miss this call tonight because we have a special guest. You know, this is going to take your business to the next level. So make sure you text your team, get them on here, and text as many as you can. Let them know. But we have Pure Energy Award winner, Karma Club member. He's been an ambition trainer, and he has helped thousands to build a business on social media. And it's my absolute pleasure to introduce Executive Consultant EC David Nunes. David, are you there?
I am here, Zach. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction, and thank you so much for helping us get this call started. We're going to go ahead and get this call started. It's a privilege to be able to be on this call. I usually help Brian host the calls every Sunday or every other Sunday night, and he asked me to be on this call today to share with you guys a little bit about what I do to be able to help you succeed in your business, you know. And just to share my story with you, for those of you that are barely jumping on and are hearing me for the first time, I've actually been part of Ambit Energy for 13 years now. I got started back in January of 2010. And when I first started this business, I was in a very tough spot in my life. I had just lost my mom. I had just lost a job, which put me behind a lot of my bills. And I was a brand new dad. So when I finally started working again, it was back at the bottom of the corporate ladder, you know, earning the least amount of pay. So I was overworked, underpaid, underappreciated. And I needed something different. Little did I know it was going to be Ambit Energy, because one, me growing up, my mom always brought me up that, like, if you needed to make more money, you just got a second or third part-time job, because that's what I saw my mom do all her life. So when a friend of mine called me to tell me about the Ambit opportunity, I was very skeptical, because I had no business, have no experience in business, no experience. I didn't know what network marketing was. So when he asked me that question, when he really did ask me that question, how many people do you know that use electricity? I thought he was just pulling my leg, because that was the weirdest question I had ever heard in my life. So I answered, I said, everybody. And he said, how many of them do you think want to pay less for it or get it for free? And I said, well, of course, everybody. But the kicker was when he said, how would you like to make earn residual income, which I didn't know what that was at the time, and potentially thousands of dollars in bonuses simply by referring a few people to a service you don't have to sell. Now, that's what really got me interested in this business, because I come from a background of sales. And although I was good at it because I really enjoyed helping people, I really didn't like having to convince people to take a look at the opportunity or to buy something they probably didn't need. Because by nature, I'm an introvert. I'm one of those guys that it takes a lot for me to open up to somebody. So when I finally do, right, you know, we become good friends. I'm normally the type of guy that I can go into a store, stay quiet, not talk to anybody, just go shop, do what I got to do, and then take off. So Ambit really helped me get out of my comfort zone, because I really, really needed to get out of my comfort zone. When I heard about Ambit, like I mentioned, I was in a tough spot. I was about to lose my vehicle. I was always falling behind on my bills. I wasn't making enough money. And the sad part of all of that was that I still lived at my mom's house, which meant that I didn't have rent to pay. I didn't have mortgage to pay. And I was still struggling. So I was 28 years old, and I said, something's got to give. Something's got to be different. So finally took a look at the business, and it was one of those things that it made too much sense for me to say no. So I got started. I got started in Ambit, and I clicked submit and became a consultant on January the 9th of 2010. And like they say, the rest is history. I was not a fast starter in this business, okay? So I was a very, very slow tracker. There's a lot of people out there that are fast tracking the regional, fast tracking the senior. I was a slow tracker. I did not fast track to any of the positions in Ambit. It took me about six. One thing that I like to share on these calls to inspire people out there is that it took me 6 months and 19 days to sign up my very, very first consultant. 6 months and 19 days from getting started, it took me to sign up my very first consultant. Most people quit within their first month if they don't sign somebody up. It took me half a year to be able to sign up my very first consultant. 2 weeks after doing that, 3 weeks after doing that, I became a regional consultant. So that was about, you know, 7-8 months into the business when I promoted, but I became a regional consultant. So then after that, it took me a whole 13 months to get the senior consultant from the moment I hit regional. And then after that, it took me 4 years and 9 months to get to executive consultant. So I've been an executive since May 26th of 2016. So, you know, doing the math, it's been, you know, 6-7 years that I've been an EC and loving it, enjoying it. Because there's a lot of opportunities, and I share this with you guys because I don't want anybody, I want people that get into this business to realize that this is a business for the long term. This is not a business that it's just going to be like, you know what, I'm going to do it, you know, for a little bit and then quit. If you really truly desire to be successful, if you truly desire to be financially free, you got to stick and stay until you get the pay and still be in this business to help other people because it's so much fun. And that's what I'm going to teach you guys here, really quick crash course on what I do. This is actually what I do on a daily basis to build my business because it's been such an amazing blessing. It's been almost March is going to be 8 years since I haven't had a job. So I retired 8 years ago. Haven't had a job since then. Me and my family, you know, we're both stay-at-home parents. We have in our blended family 5 kids, bought a house, bought our car, and you know, I say this stuff not to brag, but just to let people know that this business can definitely change your life. And what I do, being an introverted person, you know, making it hard for me to go out. I mean, I still go out now, and I'll have to like twist my own arm and talk to people. But what I like to do is I like to build my business off of social media. Okay, and I'm going to teach you guys an acronym. I'm sure you guys have heard this acronym before, but I added one more letter to it. So I'm sure you guys have heard the double ARP, you know, for seniors, for 50 plus, you know, like the discounts and stuff like that, the AARP points. Well, one day I was thinking, man, how can I metabolize what I know and be able to do it in a training format? Because I learn by acronyms, right? So I started thinking to myself, how can I do it? And all of a sudden this word or this acronym came to my mind, double ARP. So I was like, let me think if this works. I started thinking, okay, A, okay, okay, R, okay, P, oh, okay, you know what? Definitely works. So I'm going to hope you guys have a pen and paper because I'm going to go through this rather quickly. And this is something that works. It's a system that I implement and I teach my team to be able to have success on social media. So this training is called triple ARP. So it's AAARP. So the very first A is attention. All right. The number one reason people don't get traction in network marketing is because they are not getting enough attention. So what I mean by that is, you know, wearing Ambit Energy gear, you know, t-shirts, caps, taking pics at events with leaders, that's something that really helps my business and posting it on social media, posting and making videos, going live at events, like different things like that is what I use to get attention. Now, I don't do that every single post, but I try to do that daily, if not every other day for sure, to get the attention of my people that I have on social media for them to start asking me, hey, what is it that you do? Okay. Because the number one reason any business fails, whether it be network marketing or traditional business, is attention. The most successful businesses out there run a lot of TV commercials, right? They do a lot of TV commercials. Now a lot of them are doing commercials on Facebook and Reels and all of that. So the most successful businesses out there are getting their name, they're branding themselves, getting their names out there, okay? So A number one is getting attention. Ask yourself, do I get enough attention? And I'm not talking about attention from your spouse or your kids or your parents, just attention in business. Like, in other words, do people know what I do? Okay. number one, attention. Number two is attraction. AA is attention, attraction. When you do post on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Reels, are you making an attempt to get to know your people that you're reacting, that are reacting to your stuff? So it's not just about having people like your stuff and comment on your stuff. It's about you liking that they comment on your stuff and you commenting, replying to their comments, and also commenting on their stuff too, because that goes hand in hand with getting more attention. Commenting on other people's posts. Hearting other, notice how I didn't say like, I said hearting other people's posts, right? You want to get attention. You want to make sure that you're hearting people's posts and you're commenting on other people's comments, all right? Because Facebook works off of algorithms. I don't have too much time to go into that, but the strongest algorithms out there are, of course, the heart and the care emoji whenever you're hearting people's stuff. Want to make sure, if anybody, just to give you a little tip, if anybody puts something negative on there, do not sad face it or do not angry face it, because what's going to end up happening is that Facebook is going to pick it up as if, oh, this person is not making you happy, this person is getting you angry, so they're not going to show more of their stuff to you for a while, and then that person is not going to see your stuff for a while. And this is something that Facebook will never tell you, but it happens behind the scenes. So if it's something that's like, oh, I broke a bone, you know, or surgery, obviously you're not going to put a heart face, right? So don't put a sad face. Don't put an angry face, you know, put a care face, okay? The one with the emoji hugging the heart. Okay, the care or the heart. Those are the two. And also encourage your people to share your stuff. All right, so attraction. When you're posting on Facebook, on TikTok, Instagram, you know, you want to make sure that you make the attempt to learn and get to know the people that are on your social media. I mean, they're always seeing your stuff. Might as well get to know them. Get to know a little bit about them to make them your friend. You know, one thing that I'm doing this year is that everybody that joins my team, I am making it a point to get to know people personally, not just a business transaction. You know, get to know them personally, because that's the way you're going to grow in this business when you see them for their human side, right? So moving on, the third A is ask. One of the reasons, another reason why a lot of people don't have success is they're not asking enough people if they're open to either taking a look at the product or opportunity. In our case, the product is energy, right? And how are you going to do that? Hey, Mary, curious question. Are you at all open to making extra money on your spare time? If you're not, no big deal. That's exactly how I ask people. I don't ask them, hey, are you open to make a lot of money? Or you want to, you know, become a millionaire? You know, I don't say anything like that. What I say is, hey, Mary, curious question. Are you at all open to making extra money on your spare time? If you're not, no big deal. So what I'm doing, hey, Mary, curious question. I'm piquing curiosity. Are you open? Finding out if they're open. I'm letting them know on their spare time because, you know, people that are 9-to-5ers, which is the majority of people out there that have a, you know, W-2 employee, the ones that are employees, when you tell them part-time, they think 25, 30 hours a week. And most of them don't want another part-time job, okay? So that's why I say on your spare time, 30 minutes, an hour a day. That's how much time I invested in my business when I first got started, about 30 minutes to an hour a day. And then once I became full-time, I graduated to about an hour and a half to 2 hours a day. And that's what I still do because of this system that I'm teaching you here. Because, you know, I still live my life and I still have people asking me, hey, what is it that you do? I have people that say, I want to work with you. They have no clue what I do. They don't know what's having energy, but they want to work with me. Why? Because I keep it fun. I keep it interesting, you know? So now, a next example is for the service, right? Energy. Hey, Mary, curious question. Who's your energy provider at your house? So if they have any provider that can switch over to Ambit, I let them know, awesome, that's great. you know, could you, you know, I have a part-time business, and I would love to learn what your company is doing for you. Would it be okay if I took a look at your bill to see if I can maybe help you save some money? I let them know. I don't let them know that I'm going to help them save money guaranteed. I say, so I can maybe see if I can help you save some money. If not, no big deal. Oh, okay. When you give them an out like that, they're like, oh, okay, they're not hesitant. They'll say, yeah, sure, I'll send it to you when I get home. If they say, no, I'm good, or anything like that, I say, no problem. If that ever changes, just know I'm a consultant with Ambit Energy and I can help you. Feel free to reach back out to me. I'm here for you. You never want to close that door on people, okay? You want to always leave that door wide open for them to come back. All right, so asking them. So whenever anybody tells me, hey, are you curious? Are you at all curious to making extra money on your spare time, if not, no big deal? You know, a very few people say, no, I'm good. The majority of people are going to say, how? Doing what? What does it entail? Right? So that's when we move to the R. We already went through attention, attraction, and ask, which is the first three A's, triple A-R-P. Now let's go to the R, which is rebuttal. You have to have some rebuttals ready, all right? And I teach my team, you guys have to have rebuttals ready. So when they do message you, you know, you have a universal rebuttal that you say. So how the best way to know is to know your options. Know what to say by knowing your options. When we have our team at Zooms Mondays and Thursdays, 7:30 Central Time, followed by a training. When I personally do this with my team, and I'll do one-on-one Zooms by appointment with my team. There's also the MyAmbit app. Make sure you download that, the videos. And, of course, now we're starting to have more local BP. So find out where your local BPs are. So for team Zooms, this is what I say. Hey, Mary, I'm gonna kind of paint the whole picture. Hey, Mary, curious question. Are you at all open to make some extra money on your spare time? If you're not, no big deal. Well, sure, how does it work? We have a Zoom tonight at 7:30 that will give all that information. You don't have to show your face or say a word. Just listen in and see if this is another option for you to make money or not. Either way, no big deal. Notice how I'm always giving them an out, because when I give them an out, they don't feel pressured and they open up to me. Okay? So we have a Zoom tonight at 7:30 that will give all that information. You don't have to, and this is a $100,000 question or phrase. You don't have to show your face or say a word. Just listen in and see if this is another option for you to make money or not. Either way, no big deal. That's how you do that. Okay? So for a one-on-one, you know, you get with your upline leader, senior executive, someone that's already doing Zooms, and maybe they're available to do one-on-one Zooms for you. Let them know, hey, Mary, curious question. Are you at all open to make some extra money on your spare time? If you're not, no big deal. Well, how does that work? Well, when in the next couple of days can we jump on Zoom so I can show you how this works? It won't take long. That's my rebuttal for the one-on-one Zoom. For the MyAmbit app, hey, Mary, curious question. Are you open to make some extra money on your spare time? If you're not, no big deal. Well, how does that work? Or what does it entail? I have a short video that gives a brief overview on how all that works. It's simple to watch and won't take much of your time. When do you have a few minutes? So you see, I'm always having my rebuttal. Doesn't matter if it's a team Zoom, if it's a one-on-one, or if it's a video from my Ambit app. Always have rebuttals ready, okay? Have three or four that you can use that you can literally copy and paste. I have these copy and pasted to my clipboard on my phone. So I like quickly send it to them. And just a little tip, when you do have them copy and paste it to your phone, I've learned not to send them really, really quick. I learned to copy and paste it and wait a minute or two and then send it, because you don't want them to think that it's an automatic robot replying to them, because I've had people telling me that. So for customers, if they have a company that they can switch, hey, Mary, curious question, who's your energy provider? Oh, I got Reliant. Great. Can you send me a pic of your recent bill? I'd like to see what your company does and if I can help in any way, help you save some money. If they say, I have a co-op or can't switch to us, okay, oh, okay. Unfortunately, you can't pick any other providers this time, and I wanted to see if I was able to help you save some money. If that ever changes or you meet someone who can or wants to switch, could you please tell them about me? You know, and don't worry if you're not copying these notes really quickly. You can always, because I'm telling you all of this off the top of my head, you can always just kind of like get the gist of what I'm trying to say and just make it your own. Okay? Because that's what I did, made it my own. If they tell you they have a co-op, you know, hey, unfortunately, I just repeated this, so I'm going to repeat it again, but I'm going to add something to it. Hey, unfortunately, you can't pick any other providers this time, and I wanted to see if I was able to help you save money. If that ever changes or you meet someone who can and wants to switch, could you please tell them about it? Oh, and by the way, curious question. Are you at all open to make some extra money on your spare time? If you're not, no big deal, right? If they can't switch, ask them to be a customer, a consultant. Also, if you talk to someone and say, oh, I have Ambit, obviously they can't switch to Ambit again. So you can say, awesome, great. I represent that company too. Hey, curious question, Mary. Are you at all open to make some extra money on your spare time? If you're not, no big deal. You see, so I'm saying all of these off the top of my head because I take some time to really learn and hone this skills, because skills pay the bills in Ambit Energy. If you learn the skills, you'll soon be paying the bills with this business. Okay? So remember that. Always say, no problem. If that ever changes, let me know. Thank you. Or, no problem, if you know anyone who is looking to make more money, could you please tell them about it? Always leave the door open for people. You never want to burn bridges. You never want to close doors on anybody because they will come back, okay? One way or another, they will come back, all right? So now the presentation. Know the presentation options. You have Team Zooms every Monday and Thursday. I mentioned this earlier, you know. You can go on to teamambit.com, and there's a Zoom link on the top left-hand side. Look for that. Zooms by appointment. Get with your upline leader. My Ambit app, download it, okay? Please encourage your team to download that. You can use that app 24/7, all right? There's videos on there. There's a lot of announcements that you can use that to help you grow your business. So once you have a prospect go through this all, which really doesn't take a lot of time, okay? As much time as it looks, it really doesn't take a lot of time, maybe like 5 minutes from the moment you ask to the moment they, you know, you text back and forth for a little bit to the moment you set the appointment. It doesn't take that long to do, all right? So how does it work? No matter what they say. Make sure you move on to, before I move forward, the P, just to be clear, is presentation. Make sure you always get your people through a presentation. So it's attention, attraction, asking, rebuttal, presentation. Make sure you get your people to a presentation, either through the MyAmbit Zoom, either through a live meeting, either through a team Zoom, the MyAmbit app, live meeting. All right, make sure you get them all. Use the tool, don't be the tool. Use the tools to help you grow this business. Okay, so getting them to a presentation, once you get them to a presentation to view the information, you're going to have some people that are going to say, you know what, it's just not for me. I don't want to have nothing. I don't want to do this. Okay. Some people are going to ask you, hey, how does this work? That's a buying, that's what we call in sales a buying signal. They're curious. You know, they're interested. How does this work again? Or what does this do? And then that's when you go for a validation, okay? For the sake of the acronym, you know, AAARP, I mean, if you want to add a V at the end, you can get them to the validation, okay? And the validation is very simple. When you're about to show the business, when they're on a Zoom, that's a big validation on its own. It's a huge validation because they see other leaders from all over on the Zoom, right? When they're in a live business presentation, that's a huge validation. Whenever you do a one-on-one Zoom, or you have your upline leader there with you, or you do a MyAmbit app video, then you're going to need to set up a validation. Hey, Mary, that's a great question, and I want to make sure I get that correct for you. I want to introduce you to my business partner because I'm just getting started, and I want to introduce you to my business partner, my mentor, my coach, whatever you want to call the partner. Never call them your upline or your boss because they are not your boss or your supervisor. They're not your supervisor. You just call them my business partner, my coach, my mentor. I want to introduce you to my mentor. He's helping me build this business. His name's David Nunez. He's an executive consultant, and he's been doing this for 13 years, so I know he'd be best to answer that question for you. Let me see if he's available. And you do the three-way call, you know, three-way call. Hey, David, I'm here with my friend Mary. She just took a look at the video, and she was asking a little more question on the residual or on the weekly bonuses. How does this work? And then you say, Mary, this is David. He's an EC, an executive consultant, as I mentioned. And David, this is my friend Mary. You know, I've known her for many, many years. You know, we used to work together. She had those questions. So you do the introduction. You put them on a phone call, and you just let you from that moment on, you just stay quiet, and you just listen, okay? You never want to just stay quiet and go wash the dishes or stay quiet and fold clothes. You want to stay quiet, stay on the phone, and write notes down if you possibly can. Because the way I learned this business the fastest was doing a lot of three-way calls with Jeff Brogan, executive consultant, top 50 money earner, Jeff Brogan. You know, I would do a lot of three-way calls with him, you know, when I first got started. And I wouldn't go wash dishes. I wouldn't go do any of that. You know, I would stay on the phone, and I would listen to everything that he would say, because that's how I learned a lot in this business, by hearing what other leaders, how they answered objections, how they eased people's concerns, and just went from there. Because this business is such a great business to be a part of, okay? It's such a great, wonderful business to be a part of. So that's a little bit about my training that I have for you guys today. I'm going to share one more thing in closing, but just to recap, triple ARP. Remember, get attention for your business. Wear your gear. Take pics at events with leaders, post, make videos, attraction, use Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, you know, and make sure that you are connecting with the people that are reacting to your stuff, right? So that way they can start looking more at what you do. Ask that question. Make it a goal. How many people are you going to ask that question to daily? 5 people, 10 people, you know, you decide how fast you want to move in this business. Then rebuttals, have some rebuttals ready, so that way when they do ask you, you know what to say. And then, of course, make sure you get people to the presentation. Once you get people to the presentation, the ones that are serious will stick around for a validation. The ones that make up an excuse and say, no, I can't talk to anyone else right now, they're probably not serious at this time. So you just let them know, hey, thank you so much for your time. If that ever changes and you need to make some extra money, feel free to reach out. I'll be here. Because the most attractive trait in network marketing, the most attractive trait in network marketing you can have is not being needy. When your prospects see that you are not needy, you're going to attract more people to you. Once your prospects start seeing that you're needy and you get frustrated and you get mad because they don't join you, guess what? They will never join you in this business, because they feel like, oh, I don't want to have to do that with somebody else. I don't want to have to be needy with other people. So the best attractive quality you can have in network marketing is not to be needy, okay? So I just wanted to close. This came to my heart earlier because I was talking, or I was texting with my friend Ray Hayden. You know, you guys met him, and, you know, I was messaging him this, because this is what came to my mind. Because one time Ray Higdon was talking about his, how he called it messed up childhood, you know, how he was abused by his stepmom and by his father, and how he was really, really angry at his dad for a long time, you know, and then how when he finally apologized to him and accepted forgiveness and gave him forgiveness, you know, things started to change. That's when his success in network marketing started to grow, because he finally let all those extra baggage go. So I want to share this with you guys, because I shared this with some teammates, because this is where a lot of people get the law of attraction from, okay, from this one scripture. And I'm going to share the scripture, Mark 11, chapter 23 to chapter 25, okay? So Verse 23 says, "For verily I say unto you, that whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which you said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." He said, right? So this scripture talks about having belief. You know, if you say and you have belief, you can move mountains. Okay. Problem is that most people don't believe in themselves enough. So my encouragement to you tonight is believe in yourself. Okay. Next scripture. Mark 11:24. Therefore, the very next one. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them already. Believe that you already have them, and I shall give them to you, and you shall have them. All right. So this scripture, whenever you ask and you pray for something, believe you have it. The problem with most people why they don't achieve the success they want is because they're always thinking about what they don't have, much less the things they want. So I want you to graduate tonight and stop thinking about the things you don't have and be grateful for the things you already have. And when you ask for things, financial freedom, the new teammates, growth in your business, believe you have that and feel yourself into success. Feel that you already have that. Okay? And lastly, Mark 11:25, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, that your Father, which is also in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So basically what that says is that when you're praying and asking for things, make sure you're not holding grudges against anyone. Your dad, your mom, your teacher, your family member, your aunt, your uncle, make sure you let those grudges go and release them. You want to be blessed? Make sure you don't have any grudges and hold no grudges towards anybody. Make sure you let them go. And you're going to see how things are going to start changing for you in your life. So that's all I have to share with you guys tonight. Thank you all so much for taking time off your evening to join us on this Sunday night National Business Building call. And Zach, thank you so much again for hosting the call. So what I'm going to do now is I am going to go ahead and unmute the lines so we can say a good night to one another. And God bless you guys, and thank you all again for being on this call. So have a great Ambit week. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the lines.